Our first question is, why do artist books and zines interest you creatively? And I would like to sort of direct it from the beginning to Adam and Joel.
Well, I think since Raymond's here, Raymond.
Give it up.
Yeah, definitely. I was on the phone this morning and I got a quote that I really like, which is by Abraham Lincoln, and it's better to keep one's mouth shut and remain the fool than to open one's mouth and remove all doubt. And
who was Lincoln?
Who was Abraham Lincoln? He was like, I think he's on a painting or something. Yeah. But
check the wallet.
Yeah, we all had lunch on Wednesday, and at that point I sort of begun to try and figure out why in the hell I was in this group. And I think my sort of role, which of course I would rather give to Raymond to talk about, is this book as object itself. And it's not like the theory of it or the history of it, or those are not really like issues that I deal with. I deal with drawing and paper and the simplicity of the sort of limited means of that medium, which are kind of nice, actually. And Peter said something that afternoon when we were talking about it. He said, well, what's sexy about more paper? And in the sort of scheme of it all, I think that sort of in its tangibleness and its simplicity is sort of, that's sort of the sexy part about it, if you're into that.
That it is paper.
But I think it's sort of a, for myself, the book is incidental. I like image and sequence, and I like drawing, and if I set out to make a book, I get kind of uptight about it. There's rules, and there's ways that it's to be bound, and there's materials and all of that stuff. And if that's sort of the preconceived idea when you sort of step out the door, then it's sort of already limited in where you're kind of going. So, and in my world, really short attention spans will work really, really well because you can actually finish something, which is great. So I guess that's why they interest me creative.
All I have to say is, can you sign this for me?
And, yeah. No, I'm done.
Joel, why do you work so much with others?